You're listening to SBS News.
A fortnight out from polling day, Prime Minister Scott Morrison has shifted his attention to crucial marginal seats, attempting to win the support of multicultural communities. He addressed a crowd in Cowan, a swing seat held by Labor in Western Australia with just a 0.8% margin.
And one of the reasons why Australia has been so strong as a country is as a multicultural society, we're better at it than anyone else in the world because we respect each other and we look out for each other and we value where we've all come from, but more importantly, we value what it means to be Australian.
Mr. Morrison has also reiterated his commitment to moving forward with religious discrimination laws if the coalition wins power. Senator Anne Rustin says the government wants to proceed respectfully and ensure that any changes are appropriate.
Any discrimination law is fully encompassing to make sure that every Australian is not discriminated against, whether that be because of their faith or the fact that they don't have one.
Mr. Morrison also pledged to offer a $20 million package for breweries, wineries and distilleries in a bid to promote tourism in the aftermath of coronavirus lockdowns. Another industry emerging from the shadow of the pandemic is the arts. The Greens are focusing on a pilot program for artists to give them a living wage so they can focus on their craft. The party says the arts sector employs thousands of people, and under the scheme, artists could be paid $772.60 a week for a year. With pandemic pressures easing, Anthony Albanese has confirmed Labor is rethinking its policy to provide free rapid antigen tests for coronavirus. The opposition had pushed for free testing kits during the Omicron wave in January, but Mr. Albanese says he would heed the health advice if he wins power. On Saturday, the Labor leader took his campaign back to Tasmania, announcing $26 million for local manufacturing jobs, including renewable energy projects. He stressed the need for Australia's economy to be self-sufficient.
We need to do much better. We need to create secure jobs here. We need to be able to stand on our own two feet. And we need an economy that doesn't just accept that we can just survive at the end of the global supply chains.
But Mr. Albanese is denying projected figures that a Labor government would extend the budget deficit by $10 billion. The opposition leader faced questions over reports his party's final costings would reveal large debt due to its priorities centred on childcare, health and aged care spending.
All of our costings will be released, but I can just say that report that I did see in the paper, I don't know what it's based on. It's certainly not based upon comments from the finance shadow minister.
And Labor's Bill Shorten has tested positive to coronavirus, posting on social media that while the timing is never ideal, he hopes to be out of isolation for the final week of the campaign. The two leaders will take part in a debate on Channel 9 this Sunday. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.